ABC Radio Australia.
One of Vanuatu's best chances at the Olympics might be its beach volleyball teams, but because of the coronavirus, there are growing concerns that Vanuatu might not be able to qualify for this year's Games in Tokyo again. Now, this time it could be because of a key qualifying tournament for them that was meant to be held in June in Wuhan, that of course is now the epicentre of this coronavirus outbreak. The organisers of the event are monitoring the outbreak closely and say they will move the event from Wuhan, but at this stage they say they intend to still hold it somewhere in China. And as Richard Ewart reports, the Vanuatu camp are very uneasy about that prospect.
After missing out narrowly on Olympic qualification in 2016, Vanuatu thought they'd been thrown a lifeline when one of the Italian pair failed a dope test prior to the Games. The Vanuatu Olympic Committee argued that both the Italians should be disqualified as a result, but the IOC saw matters differently and allowed the Europeans to bring in another player rather than handing their spot to the Nevan pair instead. 4 years on and Vanuatu have a Commonwealth Games bronze medal in the bank, and now their sights are fixed firmly on the Olympic beach volleyball competition in Tokyo. They have some work to do first, though, at the Oceania Championships next month, but if all goes well, they would expect to be in the shake-up at that final Olympic qualifying tournament in June. And right now, Craig Carraher, executive member of the Asian Volleyball Confederation, says the intention is still to stage it in China.
Once we know all the teams and all the national federations affected, once we know a lot more about the status of the pandemic risk and China's response to that risk, then we'll be able to make a decision. But at this point in time, a decision to say no to China in February for an event in June would appear, if it had to be made now, the responsible decision. But that decision does not have to be made now.
So while China is clearly not guaranteed to host the event, Debbie Masafakalo, president of the Vanuatu Volleyball Association, says right now they're not keen on the prospect of sending teams there at all.
No, we're not 100% comfortable because of the coronavirus situation, and the safety of our players comes first. So if we had the choice not to go to China, I think we would probably not go to China.
Craig Carraher insists they have canvassed the views of several nations, including Australia, New Zealand and Vanuatu. Debbie Masafakalo says that's news to her, but in the end she says Vanuatu would make their own decision on whether to go or not.
We have to talk to our National Olympic Committee and we'd have to talk with our government to decide, but I'm sure if everything was safe and everything was under control and everybody was happy, then it probably wouldn't be a problem. When we have all our information and then we sit down and we just make sure all the players, it's going to be safe for them to go. But of course, you know, we want to go to the Olympics, we want to win the competition, but we just want to make sure that everybody's happy and comfortable going to China.
And there is a subplot to all this, because when China won the rights to host the event in the first place, they won over a rival bid from Vanuatu, but apparently only after offering to pay three times the required fee. So there is an argument that the tournament should be switched from China to Vanuatu, which up to now is free of the coronavirus.
At the moment, it is China, and nothing has been decided to change that yet. But come the end of March, if matters have not improved, of course, there will be an alternative venue identified by the International Federation.
Meanwhile, the Vanuatu team is in Thailand on the latest leg of an Asian tour as they continue to mix and match in an effort to find the best pairings. And as a result of that strategy, the Commonwealth Games medalists Milapata and Linlin Matuatu could yet be reunited, with Lin about to return to action after having a baby.
We'll just play it by ear, see who's fit, and so, yeah, there's a possibility that they might turn up to a couple of events as a pairing, for sure. Lin had a baby in August last year, so we'll be going to Australia with her 7-month-old baby. So, yes, we're very good at having babies, our team.